5 bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters!
In just a minute, we'll join Chief Cody and Tim Collins, who just 24 hours ago arrived back home from their vacation in Plum Valley, a vacation that turned out to be packed with more excitement than relaxation, one which allowed them to help their editor friend, Tom Culpepper, a modern fire department for Plum Valley. Well, now they're back in the city, ready to take up their duties as firefighters. But right at this moment, they're both off duty, heading for, of all things, a party. A party, we might say, that starts them both off on one of the most thrilling fire mysteries in the city's history. We'll be with them in just a moment, right after this interesting message. Let's go, firefighters! Let's join Chief Cody and Tim Collins in the chief's big car as they head across town, not toward a fire, but to a party. And what proves to be one of the biggest adventures either of them have been mixed up in. But what have firefighters got to do with a party? Neither Tim nor the chief are what you'd call society folks, yet tonight finds them all dressed up in formal attire, dinner jacket, black tie and all, heading for the palatial estate of Saxon Sims and one of the swankiest social functions of the year.
Oh, whew. This monkey suit is killing me, Tim. How in blazes folks wear 'em, I'll never know.
Oh, you look sharp, though, Chief. A regular Beau Brummel.
I'd trade the whole outfit for the old uniform. Oh, this collar, pure torture.
Yes, sir. Well, it's all for a good cause, sir. By the way, exactly who is this Saxon Sims who's throwing the affair?
He's one of those philanthropists. You know, guy with a lot of money who wants to help out worthy causes.
Well, he sure picked a worthy cause when he decided to give a party for the Firemen's Benefit Association. Must be a pretty good friend of the fire department's.
There's a funny thing about that, though. I've been president of the Benefit Association for a number of years.
Yes, sir.
And this is the first time I've heard of Saxon Sims.
Oh?
Oh, I've known he was a wealthy man in town, has a big import-export business, owns a small steamship line, big wholesale warehouse.
Uh-huh.
But this is the first time he's offered to do something for the fireman's benefit.
I wonder how he happened to this year.
Just heard about us, maybe. Called me up the other day. Says he's throwing this big affair, proceeds of which will go to the association.
Well, mighty decent of him, I'd say.
Yeah, the association can sure use the money. Only one thing I don't like about it.
Oh, what's that, Chief?
Wearing this monkey suit, I feel like a darn ninny.
Oh, you're sensational in it, sir.
I doubt that. One thing about tonight, though, I've always wanted to see the Sims Mansion. Saves really something.
Yes, sir. I've heard he's got everything automatic in the house. Electric eyes that open and close doors, sliding partitions and panels. And
yeah, that's his hobby, I understand. Rigging up gadgets and electrical doodads. He's even invented and patented a number of devices.
Uh-huh. Sounds like an interesting guy, sir.
Yeah, might prove to be a very interesting evening.
Mm.
There's one thing I'm going to do for sure.
Oh, yes, Chief?
Ask inventor Saxon Sims to invent a wing collar that stretches.
Minutes later, the chief and Tim turn in a long, winding drive that leads up to a great stone mansion whose windows gleam with 100 lights, which testify to the great party in progress. The chief brings his car to a stop before the front door, and he and Tim get out.
Say, Chief, this is quite a shack.
You said it, son. Must have 100 rooms.
Oh, all of that, sir. Hey, Chief, huh? Your car.
What? Good grief, it's gone right before our very eyes. It vanished into thin air.
Well, it was right here. We just got out of it, Chief.
You lose something, gentlemen?
Well, oh, how do you do, sir?
I'm Saxon Sims. You're Chief Cody, I believe.
Yes, sir, and this is Tim Collins.
How are you, Tim?
Hello, sir.
Welcome to Wits End. About the car, don't be alarmed. It's all taken care of.
Yes, sir, but
where... one of my inventions, gentlemen. An elevator that drops automobiles to a basement garage. Saves parking space for these big parties. And gives the guests a little surprise.
I've heard about your gadgets, Mr. Sims, but I must say, I never expected the earth to swallow up my car.
Well, that's just one of a number of little devices that may make my life interesting, Chief Cody. Every man, you know, must have some source of excitement, some adventure in his life.
Well, I suppose you're right, sir.
Now, take you, for instance. I envy a man in your position, a fire chief. Your whole life's excitement, adventure.
I'm afraid an awful lot of it's routine, just plain dull.
Oh, you're just modest, Chief. But come, let's go inside and join the party. Quite a crowd we've got, and from the looks of things, the Firemen's Benefit Association will net several $1,000 tonight.
Very generous of you to do this for the association, Mr. Sims. I'm truly grateful.
Not at all. I've always admired the fire service, and I've always wanted to know you better, Chief Cody. Here now, you just mingle with the guests here and have a good time. I'll look you up a little later. I want to talk to you about the Benefit Association. Have fun.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Chief, where are you going?
Oh, this collar's about to choke me. Come on, let's duck in here, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, the library. Ought to be quiet here.
Mm.
Just let me get this blooming collar off. Phew. That's better.
Well, this is no life for smoke eaters like us, I guess, Chief.
Oh, gosh, no. Give me a five-alarm fire over a formal party any day.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I've been looking for you.
Well, hello, Mr. Sim. Excuse the appearance, but I just had to get comfortable.
Perfectly all right. I believe in comfort myself. That's why I've surrounded myself with so many labor and time-saving devices. Gadgets, you might call them. I believe in comfort. Living well. Enjoying yourself, Tim?
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, Mr. Sims. It's a swell party.
Well, I want to thank you again, sir, for the effort you put forth for the Fireman's Benefit Association.
Not at all. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Donations from the guests tonight have been quite generous. Around $4,000.
Oh, gee, that's great.
And to show you that I personally am behind the fire service of this city and the men who make it up, I'm going to add another $4,000 to tonight's donation.
Well, that's most generous of you, Mr. Sims.
Well, now, not another word. I'm delighted to do it. Now, oh, by the way, do you have the correct time?
Oh, yes. 10:35.
Thank you. I have a call to make. If you'll excuse me, I'll use the library phone right here.
Gee whiz, Chief. $8,000, that's a nice piece of money.
That will do a lot for the association.
Yeah, Mr. Sims is certainly a most unusual man, sir.
Very generous one, to be sure.
Yeah. Well, my party doesn't answer, so I'll forget about it. Now then, I'm afraid I've neglected my duties as a host. What can I do for your further enjoyment of the evening?
Oh, not a thing, Mr. Sims. Everything's fine.
Oh, well, there is one thing.
And what's that, Tim?
Well, I've heard so much about the automatic gadgets in your home, sir. I was wondering if
you'd like to see some of them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but of course. And we can start right here in the library. You see this long wall of books?
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Well, I like books. I like to sit up late nights and read. But I'm a man of many sides, many interests. I also am an engineer by training. And I like to tinker in a workshop. So when I'm in a tinkering mood, I simply clap my hand so, and presto.
Holy smoke, the wall!
Well, what do you know about that?
The sharp clap activates a delicate mechanism and the wall swings back. And there's my workshop.
Oh, it's a beauty, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Gee, look at all the equipment. Lathes and drills and...
And now, if you'd like to see some more gadgets, come with me. Oh, excuse me, please. Yes? Why, yes. Yes, he is. Just a moment. It's for you, Chief Cody.
Oh, must be headquarters. Told him where I was. Chief Cody speaking. Yeah? I got it. Yeah, I'm on my way.
Well, trouble, Chief?
Looks like a bad fire down by the waterfront. I'm afraid we'll have to leave your nice party, Mr. Sims.
Oh, I understand perfectly, Chief. You go right ahead. I'll order up your car.
Well, thanks again for everything you've done.
Not
the fire service will never forget your generosity. Come on, Tim. Let's get out the waterfront.
Seconds later, the chief is pushing his big car through the dark streets, heading for the piers. As he shoves the accelerator down, he says to Tim...
Get headquarters on the radio, Tim. I want to check on that location again. They only had general information on the phone.
Right, sir. Chief Cody, calling headquarters.
Headquarters, go ahead.
Headquarters, what's exact location of waterfront fire?
Waterfront fire in warehouse, southwest corner of River and Marlboro.
Right. Thanks, headquarters.
River and Marlboro. Good heaven.
Well, what is it, Chief?
You know what that building is, Tim?
Well, no, sir. I'm afraid I don't recall.
That's the warehouse owned by Saxon Sims.
A strange coincidence, to say the least. On the very night the wealthy exporter Saxon Sims gives the big benefit party for the Firemen's Association, fire breaks out in his warehouse. We'll find out what lies behind this unusual coincidence very soon as we ride with Chief Cody and Tim to the big waterfront fire in the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. You know, I was reading a report on fires the other day, and I came across this rather disturbing piece of information. Of all the fires in this country in buildings, 75% occur in homes. Now, that's a pretty sober fact. And it bears thinking over by you and me and everybody who's interested in helping prevent fires. It's a fact and a figure that you, all of you, can do something about. Because if all of you members of the Firefighters Brigade take special precaution to help prevent fires in your homes, you'll be helping to reduce that 75%. Yes, fire prevention, like charity, begins at home. Now remember that, won't you? And do everything you can to keep your home safe from the scourge of fire. Well, that's all for now. Till I drop in next time, so long!
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.